Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate, DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific!
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Mannheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
Tim O'Connor is the top hired hand of the Wheat Foods Council, the organization responsible for promoting wheat domestically here in this country. And O'Connor and Wheat Foods Council found themselves dead center, ground zero, if you please, in this controversy of wheat and gluten-free. O'Connor considers it, for many people anyway, a fad diet.
Well, it is. It is the fad diet of the moment. In my career, I've been in food marketing for over 25 years. I worked against the low cholesterol diet and the low fat diet and the low carbohydrate diet. This looks very much like what I've seen in the past with those same fad diets, where consumers become convinced that if I just do this one thing that everybody else seems to be doing, I'll lose a lot of weight, I'll feel healthier, my life will be perfect. And that's what gives these fad diets the momentum. And the only way to combat them is with science, with fact, and broadening the base of people who have a respected position, being able to speak out and say, well, wait a minute, that's not accurate. Here's what's really accurate. And so we've been battling that. We're seeing signs that the tide might be turning. In the last 6 months, there are a lot more articles in the media talking about the gluten-free diet really isn't what it was cracked up to be. Let's take a close look at the science around gluten and who really has gluten issues, and it's a very small percentage of the population. The rest of the folks that have jumped on the bandwagon have done exactly that, and they didn't need to.
Wheat product consumption has been impacted by the gluten-free craze. Tim O'Connor acknowledges that, and he says it's important to understand that we're talking about not people who have celiac disease or have been actually medically diagnosed with gluten sensitivity. We're talking about everybody else who's bought into the placebo effect of saying they feel better when they remove wheat products from their diet.
People honestly believe that their body has been somehow overtaken by wheat, and when they remove wheat, they're just better. And it's the phenomenon of a fad diet. Cholesterol was the same way, fat was the same way, carbohydrates were the same way. It's an American psyche thing, but it's spreading around the globe. But it's not just American, and that's the other thing that I've seen is the issues might start here in the U.S. Some of them start in Europe, but they spread. When I dealt with a low-carbohydrate diet, I was working for the potato industry. And we were managing it here, and all of a sudden it popped up in China. And we had to take all of the work that we did here to deal with a low-carbohydrate diet and apply it in China, because the Chinese were suddenly afraid of carbohydrates.
Tim O'Connor, the Wheat Foods Council, says it's important that the council continues to tell the positive story of wheat and wheat products in people's diets. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale. It's at noon on Monday, October 5th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 900 head to sell, including 300 Angus bulls, 500 commercial springbred heifers, and 100 fall calving pairs. For more information or a sale book, you can call the ranch at 1-800-664-3977 or visit the website at www.expressranches.com. The number again, 1-800-664-3977.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.